Gracias, Presidenta.
Thank you, Chair. Excellencies, allow me to join my colleagues and welcome you to the CEDAW Committee and reiterating our great admiration, respect and gratitude for the valuable contributions made by Ms. Bandarana, expert on this committee, particularly for her strong commitment to supporting women in situations of armed conflict, including by participating in a mission, a risky mission by OHCHR to a country in conflict. Since its last review, Nepal has made significant progress in its health policy, particularly in the area of health, especially in the area of sexual and reproductive health, with the adoption in 2021, for example, of a national strategy against discriminatory sex selection, which continues to be a negative stereotype in that country. However, significant challenges remain to guarantee the right to health for all women and girls in Nepal, which is exacerbated in rural areas. The maternal mortality rate remains high, one of the highest actually in the region of South Asia. There are serious deficiencies in care, in health centres, limited access to affordable menstrual hygiene products, inadequate facilities for women's toilets in the workplace and in schools. Also, challenges and social taboos about menstruation, negligent treatment by healthcare personnel, particularly towards certain collectives of women, lack of sexual education among the population, especially among teenagers, access to family planning services and the use of contraceptives also pose common challenges. Some women refrain from using contraception until they give birth to at least one male child, which sparks danger of sexually transmitted diseases. Sex workers often resort to emergency contraception, which too can create significant side effects. The stigma surrounding everything to do with sexually transmitted infections and HIV/AIDS inhibits women from seeking timely or adequate health care, which in particular affects marginalized women such as sex workers. What does the state intend to do? Do they intend to adopt, what measures do they intend to adopt to confront those challenges? What measures will be taken to reduce maternal mortality, to improve menstrual management, to improve also to do with protecting women from transmission of venereal diseases and HIV/AIDS and ensure they have access to contraceptives? What measures have been taken or will be taken to ensure that all women and girls have effective access to affordable healthcare services, inclusive services, including maternity services, family planning and reproductive health? And speaking of all women and girls, I can say with independent of personal conditions of women, in terms of the citizenship, ethnicity, whether they're indigenous or not, whether they have a disability or if they belong to LGBT or if they're sex workers or low income women, what measures will be taken to confront these situations of discrimination, ill treatment, abuse, including obstetric violence in healthcare centres or committed by healthcare personnel, in particular? And this is the brunt of this is borne especially by marginalized women, as like indigenous women, LGBTI women, women with disabilities, sex workers and intersex people. Turning to abortion, the Right to Safe Motherhood and Reproductive Health Act 2075, which was adopted in Nepal just a few months before our last dialogue here in the committee, allows safe abortion up to 12 weeks of gestation and up to 18 weeks in the case of pregnancy due to rape or incest. Abortion is either up to 18 weeks. Now, in the event of a medical decision that there's a risk to the woman's life or incompatibility of the fetus or presence of HIV or other diseases. Nevertheless, those services are not easy to obtain, nor are they affordable for many women, nor is there any guarantee of free prior informed consent in all cases. Therefore, that law, Article 15 of that law, or rather, Article 15 of this law is incompatible with Article 189 of the criminal code, the penal code. And what do you intend to do to harmonize those two laws, which seek to ban selective abortions? So, how do they intend marginalize women to accede to abortion? Harmful practices, fine. The practices of forced interventions and treatments on intersex people and forced sterilization or non-consensual sterilization of women with disabilities are habitual practice in Nepal. What measures will the state party take to criminalize those two practices? Will it compensate the victims? How to bolster the obligation of FPIC so that all women, all persons can genuinely give their consent to any medical intervention? Finally, in terms of mental health, please indicate the specific mental health and suicide prevention services available for women in Nepal. Thank you very much.